This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
That would be us. Big Easy, T.O., Corey, back with you for part two.
Hi.
Part of the March to Mania.
The March to Mania? Is that an official title?
We're marching to WrestleMania.
Here we go, marching to Mania. Little Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, marching to Mars. How about that? Bet you didn't. I knew that.
Huh? What happened?
He caught
a Sammy Hagar reference. Pretty happy with himself.
Sammy Hagar, right?
He's in Van Haver.
The old Sammy Hagar show. Hey, everybody. Seriously, we are here to talk wrestling. We are here to talk old school wrestling. We are talking the best.
Possibly not so old school today, though.
Well, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean.
Historical wrestling today, not
there
so much old school.
Yeah, importance.
Right.
Not sports entertainment.
Anywho, sorry I interrupted you. What are we talking?
We're talking the best and worst main events in the history of WrestleMania.
Ooh, that's a deep subject, sir.
So, let's preface this. It has to be the last match of the show. It's got to be the main event. Can't be fucking Hogan and The Rock at 18, because that's not what went on last.
Co-main event?
No.
No, okay.
Can't co-main event.
Why do you always make the rules?
Yeah.
All right, just do whatever the fuck you want.
Anyway, but thank you.
Fair enough. So there have been some good main events. There have been some stinkers.
Can I question you? Just do a couple pop quizzes?
Never.
I'd love to.
Most main events.
Ooh. You have the answers to this stuff?
No.
God damn it.
No, I have it in front of me. Oh,
okay. Who's gone on last the most times?
Yes.
See, he's fucked up because Hogan went on 7 times out of 8 in his first years, and he technically went on WrestleMania 9 last. Mm. But my God, Triple H has been there so long. Fucking Cena's been there so long. Michaels had a good run.
So, what it's showing on the list I have is Hogan at 7.
Okay.
It doesn't count 9, though. It has Yokozuna Bret Hart as the main event.
Mm. Fair enough.
I didn't know Yokozuna and Bret Hart main evented
two in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, 8 and 9, right?
Wrestling was down.
Okay. It's on my list, actually.
Then we have Triple H, who main evented versus The Rock, Big Show, and Foley for the first time.
Horrible.
When he main evented against The Rock, are they counting that as WrestleMania 16?
16. That's his first. So there's one.
Him, Michaels, Benoit. Him and Jericho.
Hold on. Jericho, 18, yes.
Okay.
Michaels, Benoit, 20.
Him and Batista.
Batista, 21.
Cena, 22.
25 versus Orton.
Ugh, that's on my list.
6. And I don't see any more from him.
He did last year.
He went last?
Mm-hmm.
That's 7. Then you get to Cena.
Isn't that typical?
He's a fucking jerk off, I swear to God. His entrance was the main event. His match was secondary. How did he do his entrance after the match? I don't know. Okay, so Austin. This is kind of weird on Austin. I thought there would be a lot more for Austin.
4? 3?
So you had 14?
Mm-hmm.
15?
Mm-hmm. 17. That's it. Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't him and The Rock wrestle 3 times at WrestleMania?
But is it
didn't
main...
close the show in Seattle. Lesnar and Engel did.
And it was... Okay.
That match had Lesnar and Angle close it. It had McMahon versus Hogan, and it had Austin versus Rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't watching through that period. Looking at this, I can pinpoint when I quit watching and when I did. So then Cena. Cena's first main event. 22, right?
Yes. First time he went on last.
Goes on last, 23.
Okay.
Then 26, 27, 28, 29, and then that's it.
Oh, I guess that's right. Yeah, The Rock twice. What was his one? Did he go on against, like, Sheamus last?
The Miz.
Oh, that's right. That is also on my list.
So the next year was the first WrestleMania I watched, was Cena and The Rock.
Yeah.
Didn't watch Cena and The Miz. Didn't watch Cena Batista. Didn't watch Triple H Orton.
Cena Batista.
Oops. Didn't watch Edge Undertaker. Didn't see Cena Michaels. Did not see Cena Triple H. Didn't see Triple H Batista. I can go back and remember. Oof.
How many is Taker headlined? Or is he main evented?
Not many.
He's got to have 3 or 4 under his belt.
Okay, hold on. So let's go.
Off the top of my head.
13 versus Sid.
Right. 24.
24.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising. As long as he's been there.
Michaels. Let's see his.
He's got a laundry list.
Let's see. 12, WrestleMania 12. Yeah.
14.
Mm-hmm.
23.
20. 26.
23.
26.
Is that it?
He didn't end 26.
Yeah, he did.
Cena Batista is what this says.
It's Taker Michaels.
Yeah.
Taker Michaels. I remember it closing the show.
Yeah, man. Don't fuck with this guy.
Well, I wonder.
Are you sure you're not looking at championship matches?
No. I said main event. It says main events.
What website are you on so we can shit on them?
WrestleManiaMainEvent.com.
Don't go there.
Well, you know what?
I got a list from Reddit. Looks pretty.
This has every, like, hold on. Let's see.
And we're going to spend the first 5 minutes of the fucking show just looking up what.
This is riveting for those.
Should have never given the definition. Yeah.
Which one are you talking about now? What's the one?
We're talking about WrestleMania 26. Taker and Michaels went on last. I'm almost positive.
University of Phoenix Stadium, Arizona, attendance 72,000.
Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
This right here is, I'm just telling you what it says here. I'm not arguing with you.
Well, then.
Better not.
Well, I've got it on my main event list, so it better be.
Add another one for Cena, then.
Yeah.
So he has.
Take away another one for Cena.
Who closed it then? I'm sorry?
Taker and Michaels.
Okay.
Yeah. So now that we've got that out of the way, E, you made a list of 5 main events that you thought were the worst in the history of WWE.
Did I make it to 5? Let's see.
In the worst.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I did, and an honorable mention. Cool.
See? There we go. What are your honorable mention horrible main events?
Okay. So my honorable mention isn't technically a main event. So that's why it's not even a. That's why it's just honorable.
What is it?
But I had to shit all over again. The Piper versus Mr. T boxing match from WrestleMania 2. Close to the main event, but I rewatched all these bad matches again.
Yeah.
That was so bad. I want to know how they expected us to believe Roddy Piper, a guy who could easily wrestle a 20-minute match, was going to be tired starting the 4th round of a boxing match after he's been through 3 3-minute rounds.
You ever tried to box?
Yeah, but wrestling and grappling, you know what I mean? It's way more body involved, you would think.
Well, the bigger thing is what he mentioned. How do you expect him to grab the rope when he goes between the rope, the second and third, or first and second rope? He's supposed to grab the rope, as he called it. And his fucking gloves are...
Good point.
...closed together.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
And then they have it in with the stupidest way. Piper just knocks down the ref and slams Mr. T. DQ. It's over. Dumb.
And the crowd was totally for Piper. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad. That was kind of a holdover from the previous year's main event, which is why I throw it in as kind of...
They were in New York, so they're obviously going to root for Piper.
Yeah, 2 is the weird fucking WrestleMania where they did it in 3 cities on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Just real weird.
Can you name them, T.O.?
The cities.
Yes. Yes.
Madison Square Garden.
No.
That's not a city.
One would be at the Garden, though, New York.
No.
Yep, there.
Okay. No. So, minus one.
Doesn't matter what answers we got.
The Meadowlands in New Jersey, two.
No.
L.A., three.
Well, at least you got the city, right? Yeah.
Yep. Or was it Inglewood?
No.
Where'd they have it at?
Compton.
Los Angeles Sports Coliseum. Or
Memorial Sports Arena, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not the L.A. Coliseum, I'm sorry. So, yeah, the Los Angeles Memorial Sports.
So it wasn't in Inglewood then? No, I don't know the other two.
Chicago.
Oh, Rosemont.
Rosemont.
And Nassau Coliseum was the other one, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Long Island.
The island.
With an attendance of 40,000 combined, which is weird.
Those places didn't hold that many people.
That's fair.
Did they do the theater thing? Did they
closed circuit?
Closed circuit. Mm-hmm. Oh, the good old days.
The old days, the old closed circuit. Okay, so anyway, we got to get to our first worst WrestleMania main event.
You go first. What's your first worst?
My fifth worst, because I did.
Number five,
I tried to
down.
Keep these. I have Hogan and T versus Piper and Orndorff.
Of WrestleMania 1.
Because he's not a fucking wrestler. He's not a wrestler.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
Well, I know your number one worst is going to be already.
Yeah, you do.
Then.
You do.
Go ahead.
I agree. I think I know what it is, too. Yeah, I agree.
That's the worst in my opinion, too.
I didn't really put mine in any kind of, like, what I think is the worst match.
You just grouped a big pile of shit together.
The one I couldn't even bother myself to rewatch was Mania 27.
Got it.
Miz and Cena, is that on your
list?
That's
my number four.
My number four.
Do you remember that match, T.O.?
I don't remember anything about it. I just can imagine it sucked because what did it go over? Like, what? That closed over a big match, didn't it?
It came after Undertaker Triple H, which was the best match on the card.
Where was that at?
Atlanta.
I knew that there was a couple matches on
that
card.
So that means we had Black Cena
that
night.
On that card, yeah. Oh, he is definitely Black Cena in Atlanta.
Juan Cena?
Yeah.
But do you remember how the match ended?
His name was Jahan.
J. John Cena.
Double count out.
With Miz and Cena?
The Rock comes out and says, no, we're not going to have WrestleMania end like this, which leads to the next year, Rock versus, because the Miz went over, all that bullshit happened. It's a horrible, horrible match. There is no timing. Cena has one thing where he went and just dove and fell out of the ring.
So I was going to say, like, those two, like, there's nobody to lead the match who called the match. I mean, that had to have been a disaster. I will say, I feel like the Miz is an all right worker now. I think he's gotten a lot better.
He's only been in it for, 10 years now? About goddamn time.
You know, I mean, like, from what that guy's, that guy came from a fucking reality TV show, though. Not giving the guy undue props.
Goldberg came from fucking the football. Falcons, so.
God, you love Atlanta. You just can't keep Atlanta out of your mouth.
You know, it just keeps coming out, doesn't it?
The Falcons are a football
WCW?
Team in Atlanta. That's a football joke.
Headquartered in Atlanta. Just throwing that out there.
That was also the year that they were, like, naming all these guys that could go in from WCW, and they put, like, one in. So, fuck. They could have had the Freebirds go in that year. They could have had Goldberg go in that
year.
Who
headlined that year?
Road Warriors go in that year. Fuck, I don't remember. I know it wasn't. Austin was the year before in Texas. Atlanta was beats me. DiBiase headlined the next year in Arizona, so I don't know who it was.
We should do that
next
week.
Year before.
Hall of Fame.
Best of the Hall of Fames?
Yeah. I mean, those are great. They're really good.
You want to know what makes me feel bad and kind of old? There's somebody going to the Hall of Fame this year that I couldn't pick out of a lineup.
Yeah.
I never saw her wrestle, and she's had her entire career come and go, and I don't know who she is.
Beth Phoenix.
She's married to Edge.
Good for her.
You know what? Not now that really. I think about it, the Road
Monster
Warriors.
Face.
Road Warriors did go in that year in Atlanta. Glad I just remembered that.
Did they close?
Mm-mm.
No.
Somebody else did. I couldn't tell you who it was. And I've pretty much got those memorized.
It was probably Demolition.
God, I get so sick of that.
Malikula, brother.
Brother.
Crush.
Anyway.
You gotta love Conan. What do you got now? Or is it my turn?
No, did you give us a five or a four?
I gave you my five, which I would call Miz and Cena is my number five.
Didn't even watch it. Don't even have to watch it to know how bad it is. That's how bad it was.
That's how I want nothing to do with them.
So who else you got?
Let's see. The next one I would want to talk about, I guess, would either be, let's go with Mania 8, Hogan and Sid.
Oh,
yeah, anything involving him sucks, except the video of him
breaking
his ankle
leg.
And leg.
Brutal.
Purdy's a hell of a slow pitch softball player, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the promos he cuts as he's on his way from the on deck circle to the plate?
He probably doesn't cut very good ones. Hey.
And I've got half the brain that you do.
Wait.
No, potatoes.
That's right.
We're live, Hal.
Potatoes.
We're live, pal.
No, but I rewatched that one today. It was just
I am
really,
the ruler.
I thought they had really horrible performances. I thought the way the match was set out, the way Sid just basically ran the entirety of the match, more or less.
Well, in the old days, the heel called the shots.
I got you, but
yeah, that match sucks.
And then you've got Heenan and Gorilla doing their best just to put over Sid Justice as being the monster, and the whole thing didn't work for me. The only thing I really liked was Harvey Whippleman. Bringing him up again, one of the greater managers, in my opinion, of the era.
Really like him, do you?
He had Adam Bomb.
He did have Adam Bomb.
After Scotty Polo, or Raven, or whatever his name was at the time. Johnny Polo.
T.O. knows the story where Scott Hall walks in. Vince is like, hey, pal, Diesel. But Scott Hall's in there, mm-hmm. and he says, you got the Power Bomb. That's your new finisher. And Adam Bomb's sitting there, and he's got an Adam Bomb tattoo, and Scott Hall walks by and goes, I think you need to add an ED onto that.
Yeah. Ooh.
Always good to hear a Scott Hall story.
Hey, man, you probably need to add an ED. I can't do Scott Hall.
Hey, yo. okay, so you know what? Well, fuck it. We'll run down the list.
Well, for WrestleMania 8, the Hogan Sid one, not a lot of people remember that even being the main
closer.
Event.
What right. should have been?
Macho Man and Flair, which was a kick-ass match.
It is a pretty good match.
So,
because they had a stinker about 5 months later, and it was bleh.
Yeah, that was just after they brought Flair. Well, not just after, I guess. Sid had just come back, right? Or was it just Hogan? It was Sid had just come back like a month or so earlier.
They
right?
all kind of floated in around yeah, the same
time. It was
time.
Weird. I remember that WrestleMania being kind of weird. Because
they all left WCW.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Got
running that show. Okay, well, the rest of the way, we talked about Miz, you know, we talked about Hogan, Orndorff, Hogan Piper, all that
right,
bullshit
that
at WrestleMania.
Tag team, yep.
So my next one is the one from last year. I thought that match, it was Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was awful.
That match was fucking terrible.
And that has nothing to do with not liking the guys.
No,
it was just bad. Everything
Triple H shows up here on the
Vest. That's what I was about to say. Everything I feel like the last like 7 years, 5 years that Triple H has been a part of at Mania has been shit. The whole angle where the NWO comes out and then DX came out, that was fucking terrible.
Because he and Sting could have just had a good match.
Bad.
Nobody wants to see that.
And then Sting ends up wrestling, what, two matches in WWE?
Yeah.
That selfish
is he done?
Prick.
Too total, yeah. Can't fucking wrestle. Anymore.
Selfish prick couldn't even put that guy over.
They still think it's 1997.
Gotta beat WCW's top guy.
Like anybody cares.
You put him out of business.
It took 20 years, but we finally got him.
You put him out of
son,
business.
Can I call you son? My real son's a piece of shit.
What do you think Sting was thinking when they're going over the match? Like, they're sitting there talking about it, and he's like, yeah, all right, yeah, and I'm going to go over.
You know what he's thinking?
Paycheck.
Oh, is that check signed?
I mean, I get it, but God, I mean, like, there's just that really surprised me.
Oh, I surprised the shit out of me.
And just speaking of surprises, you know, like, and not to deviate away from this, but we talk about betting on wrestling, the websites.
Mm-hmm.
There was a match, and I can't remember which one it was the other night, that
wasn't Goldberg Owens?
No, because Goldberg was, like, the heavy, heavy favorite. Reigns was like plus 1500 at one point. Strowman was like a huge favorite. And then there was also the bet that Undertaker would show up at ringside.
Yeah.
That was plus 200.
I can believe
so that. It jacked the odds all up. So they had three results. The least likely to happen at that time was Reigns to win.
Whew. That's fucked up. Because yeah. I saw it happening exactly the way that they had it. Well, I would think they would have it for betting. But anyway.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck we were at. Oh. So anyway, I thought that match stunk up the joint last year. You'd have to watch it to see it, but the crowd was chanting for Bailey, and is just ugh. They were doing the Enzo Amore chant.
Yeah. Just, you think that it would be a mania overseas in London?
No.
No? Time. Just when you said the chanting that the Bailey, yeah, that big one they had over, that's what made me think of that. Sorry. ADD. Motherfucker.
I just mean that time doesn't work out, and the results, if they were to try and time delay it, it'd be a fucking nightmare.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
6 hours ahead over there from our time zone anyway. Yeah.
They did that SummerSlam in London, but I mean, that was 1992.
I was going to say 20.
Yeah. So a little different time we live in now.
Dollars a little different against the pound.
What's your next worst?
So I'm going from WrestleMania 8 right to WrestleMania 9. Do you remember 9?
That is where the Yokozuna Bret Hart shit happened.
Yokozuna Bret Hart and then Hogan Yokozuna.
Okay. I had it confused with when Owen beat Bret earlier in the night.
No.
That's the next year.
Yep. So if you don't remember that match, it was a real short match. It was like 8 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
It had the worst sharpshooter I've ever seen in the history of sharpshooters. Just to try to get that big bastard in a sharpshooter was a miracle.
Could you imagine trying to get somebody like that into that move?
No.
Let's get Brian in here and try.
Oh, let's do that. Let's see if we can put him in a Boston Crab. Just say straight Boston Crab. Not. Probably break him.
Yoko
wins the first part of this match against Bret Hart via a salt in the eye throw. Remember he used to throw salt like at the beginning of his match?
Did Fuji do it or did he?
Mr. Fuji saw.
Well, of course, Mr. Fuji.
Oh, okay.
And then Yoko, of all people, gets a roll-up. Rolls him up, holds him down, doesn't win by sitting on his chest, gets the 1-2-3, he's got the belt. Then wait, out of nowhere, here comes Hogan.
Why has Hogan come back? What's the story with this?
He wasn't done. He was coming back. He was going to win it, and he was going to put Bret Hart over as the new stud.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, fuck that.
Yeah, it was all politics. Bret Hart was just getting somewhere.
Storyline-wise, I mean, I get that. Storyline-wise, Hogan just gets
storyline,
the title
Hogan,
shot.
Hogan came back to help Brutus Beefcake against Money, Inc. They had a match earlier in the night.
And Hogan did? Hogan was in the match earlier in the night?
Yes. And Beefcake against Money, Inc.
So when the Japanese man wins the belt,
right,
the American had to come reclaim it.
Hogan comes out to save him.
And not only that, you know how quick he wins it? 22 seconds is what it takes to beat Yoko.
What happened? Threw him into the ropes, leg drop, or big boot leg drop?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's just shitty.
You know what, though? Yokozuna moved all right for as big as he was.
Moved all right, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He was almost as mobile as our big man.
Almost.
Fucking really mobile.
He got up to the second rope like nobody's business.
True.
I mean, I'm just saying.
The Grizzly Croc. Shout out to the Grizzly Croc.
Grizzly Crockums.
Crockums.
Crockum robot.
You guys are so fucked because I know he listens to all of our shows.
That takes me. Why? I just give him a shout out.
Yeah. He's a producer. He listens to everything he produces.
You think?
I don't fucking know.
Ryan, if you hear this right now, I pledge to you $20.
Yes.
Come get it from me.
You can just kick me square in the dick if you hear this.
My next one is one I was present for.
He's probably watching right now.
I was in.
He's on his way. Fuck.
I was in Houston for this one, WrestleMania 25, the worst main event that I've seen in person.
Nice humble brag.
Triple H versus Randy Orton. I'm not bragging. I fucking paid a lot of money for this. It was horrible.
Where were you at? Houston?
Houston.
Where'd you stay at?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
I stayed with a couple friends of mine. Well, we're. But that
fine
match
God,
was
bro.
Fucking. Yeah,
fine God.
Bro. Fuck off. There's another store. Why do you do this? You give me ADD, motherfucker. I can't even concentrate. I'm trying to concentrate on Randy Orton and Triple H going at it. They had this great build-up, and then it was you get disqualified or something, you couldn't. It was horrible. Great build-up, terrible blow-off.
False count anywhere match. They didn't leave.
Definitely didn't do that. Yeah, that would have been what everybody was wanting. But it was like if you get counted out, you lose the belt, or if you get disqualified, you lose the belt.
So
like, fucking
any reason they can say, yeah.
Yeah, any reason to ruin the match. What's your number two?
This is a tough one. Watch. I'm going to go with Mania 2000, WrestleMania 16, which was a fatal four-way of Triple H.
You're not going to remember this.
Versus The Rock, versus The Big Show, versus Mick Foley.
Nope.
The catch being every one of them sons of bitches had a McMahon in their corner.
Huh?
There was a McMahon around every side of the ring. You couldn't get away with him. Wow. Or get away from him.
That would have made me really mad. I'm actually kind of mad right now just hearing about this.
Everybody thought The Rock was going to win. He didn't go over.
Okay, so who...
Waited a month.
Okay. It was great, though, what happened at the end of that, though.
So is this that. This is when WCW comes in, correct?
No. You're a year away.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I mean, I just don't remember not watching wrestling in high school.
WrestleMania 2000. We were
seniors. We were graduating.
Yeah, we were busy.
You were 2 months from graduation. Right. Month and a half.
Yeah.
We were pounding verge.
What?
Sure you were.
Yeah. Anyway.
I believe that.
So, I would. Who were the McMahons?
Okay, you got Vince. He's the father. No, but who's the company? Nah,
fuck off. Who cornered who? Because this is hilarious.
Okay. So Shane McMahon was with Big Show.
Why? And why?
He was with them for all kinds of reasons. They even had a tag team, didn't they?
Dude, from the corporation?
So, think about it. It's fucking wrestling in the year 2000. It's way too long to explain.
Who'd Linda get a hold of?
She was with Mick Foley. The only one she could fit with.
That's the only one that makes sense.
Stephanie was with Triple H.
That doesn't make sense to you?
Because they were they out as a couple by then?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Stephanie.
Triple H and Stephanie in 2000?
No, just getting bigger.
That's when it happened, right? No, I mean, like, in real life, were they together at that point in time?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because when did him and China split?
Probably a year, 6 months before that.
So,
the way it goes, the way everybody says, is they were dating and then they had to break up and then they got back together. I mean,
and then they fired her, pretty much.
China.
Yeah.
She got a fax. She was sitting at home and got a fax that says she's released.
That's what happens when you ask for a fucking million. She still wrestled at fucking 17.
Yeah, and then Vince was with The Rock?
Mm-hmm. Vinny was with The Rock.
Was The Rock a heel at the point or not?
At that point, Shane and Stephanie were the bad guys. Linda and Vince had gone over to the good side until the end of the match.
Which saw Vinnie Mac whacking The Rock with the chair.
And who took the belt?
Triple H.
Oh,
Trips, yeah.
No way.
Retained.
Yep. Oh,
of
wow.
course.
Shocker.
That was one of the beginnings of me really not liking Triple H, and I kind of haven't stopped since.
And
that's
then,
what happened to a lot of people.
Did they form the corporation? No, that was around when we were younger, weren't we?
No, it was Evolution at this point.
No. What?
I'm just fucking with you.
The corporate evolving evolution.
No.
Okay. No, this is that time DX kind of went really heel, south heel.
See, my brother-in-law was texting us about that. Remember when we were down in Florida, I was asking you about that?
Yeah.
He was kind of asking some of those questions.
2000's like their biggest year, and they didn't even have Austin for like the first 9 months. It's a weird time. I wasn't watching.
What did Austin do on that card?
Didn't wrestle.
Was he hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surgery.
What was Angle doing?
Boy, that's a good question. Who the fuck
like
did he
Edge
wrestle on
or
that?
Something stupid like that, probably?
Yeah, because I think the next year was him and either Kane or Benoit. I can't remember
what about
he did
was
on
it
this
Jericho?
One. No, I want to say Jericho won the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania 2000.
That's when it mattered.
That was Y2J, man.
Yeah, that was his big, I mean, like, I remember him coming.
Yeah, that was right around when he first came.
I couldn't tell you two things about that card, and I could probably tell you one or two matches off the year before. It's such a clusterfuck.
It's the dark ages.
It's not dark. I mean, that's the biggest time, but it was just so hard to keep up with.
Yeah,
they had better shit at other cards.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you got? What's your next one? Number two, right?
Worst of all time. No.
Oh, it's your
this
number
is my
one?
Worst of all okay. time. Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. I know you guys knew that.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Just, what the fuck?
It's again, Vinnie Mac going, hey, let's make it legitimate. Let's get a star in here. Like, my guys aren't big enough stars by themselves.
Lawrence Taylor had been retired for like five. No, he hadn't been retired
but
for
he
like
wasn't. He wasn't that big of a name
not
at that point in time.
He wore an earring, sir. He was big.
And then.
And I want to say this was in like Hartford, this WrestleMania.
I'm sure it was in the Northeast just with
Civic Center? Is that what Hartford
Hartford Civic Center. I want to say that's 11. 12 was in Anaheim. Yeah. That's right, because 10 was at Madison Square Garden. Pretty sure somewhere like Hartford. We don't even really need to talk about it. It just wasn't good. Thank God for Bam Bam.
I'm still saying I love Bam Bam, one of the best big guys of all time.
He made the match look good.
Right. Who ended up winning that? Not that I care. Did LT walk away with the victory? Come on, that's just bullshit. Why don't you make your wrestlers look like they're bitches? That's the end of Bam Bam's career right there.
But he had Reggie White in the... on the apron.
Yay,
he like came
Reggie.
Down like five. He had Steve McMichael and guys like that.
Mongo was with him?
Yeah.
Weird.
I know. And then he ends up in fucking WCW like 5 months later.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that quick, him coming in after that.
Well, he was a radio guy.
I can't wait for the Flair, because he's like,
I can imagine
the 30 for 30. Mongo's like played a significant role in that. Like, he's
do they keep
the
up after the Four Horsemen thing with them guys? Ric Flair and Mongo. Do you know?
Yeah, they're still pals.
They're still friends. That's cool.
He just wanted to stop one day.
Yeah, left. He's just, I'm done.
They party though. I mean, like, apparently those two have like legendary.
Steve Austin took my wife. I'm out of here.
Party
Steve, Steve McMichael. I've got more money than I've got time.
That was his motto. They said that he. What did he travel around? 40 grand that he like kept on him in cash or something like that.
How much money did he make playing football?
He used to keep 10.
But he was also this huge radio announcer in Chicago, so he was like still a celebrity. Huh. Like, he'd get paid to. To go stand
appearances
somewhere.
And stuff.
Dude, hey, seriously, the Chicago Bears, 85 Bears back then, were still, and still really are.
Those,
I mean,
guys
they
get
paid
get
for everything.
Yeah. Sure.
So, like, they tell stories about, like, you know, how Flair is this legendary partier, and Flair says, I couldn't keep up with that guy.
Fuck.
I mean, like,
can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I think he drank Manhattans.
Flair
came something like that. You ever had a Manhattan?
It's, what's in it?
Fucking gasoline.
Yeah.
I have had a Manhattan then.
How did that relationship go? How did he? So Deborah came in as like Miss Nitro or whatever, or not Miss Nitro. She just wore like the blue gown and was one of Flair's gals, right?
No, she came in his corner for that match with Kevin Green.
Kevin Green, okay, that's right.
And
that's
she
right.
turned
God,
on. He became one of the Horsemen.
Okay, so then how did she get the WWF?
She left. She divorced Michaels midway through. Jarrett said he was leaving. She went with him.
Were her and Jarrett fucking or what?
Anything?
I mean, no. I just didn't know what the relationship was for her to come as.
And
a
it took
deal.
A while because Jarrett came over.
He went
she
back?
Didn't follow for a year.
I don't remember Jarrett coming back.
Jarrett was gone. Jarrett was in WWF till like 95.
And then
he left.
Went to WCW. He did
the, showed
yeah,
up in 96, mid 97, left and went back to the WWF.
I don't remember that.
Stayed there till about mid 99, left
he
when
did,
Vince Russo left and went back to WCW.
He did the stuff with Owen Hart, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The Nugget and all that. Yeah, they tag teamed. And that's when the.
Don't piss me off.
That's when his guitar gimmick was real big.
Right, when
like
he was smoking people with his guitar.
Yeah, that's when he first started doing that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It he horrible. Sucked. You want to talk about a guy that's just.
J-E, double F, J-A. R-E-T-T.
That guy has made Jeff more Jarrett. Money than anyone Ding. In wrestling that shouldn't have.
Came back in 97, cut a promo.
A lot of people talk good about that guy backstage, though. I've read good stuff.
Yeah, if he's still writing checks. Came back in 97 and cut a promo saying everybody in WWF sucked. He said, you're stone cold, but you'll always be stunning to me. Austin's like, all right, I'll never work with this motherfucker. Cost Jarrett big time.
That's
why it could have been main event. Too
That's
bad.
Funny.
Who's your number one?
My number one, and I watched this match again this morning, was WrestleMania 29, The Rock and Cena. I really didn't like that
Yes,
match.
That's the second one.
That was a bad match.
Yeah.
Didn't Rock get hurt? Well, that was maybe that's kayfabe.
Here's the notes I took while watching the match this morning. For one, it was like super predictable. Everything they did was so predictable.
Spot on.
Oh, you mean like? Choreographed big time.
Well, yeah, but like way more than it should have been. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, they're all choreographed. I get that.
No, I know, but you see,
but
the,
it's like I
you
knew
see the spots and the moves coming
exactly.
before
it's
it happened.
It's just like, come on. There were so many Cena boos, which I thought was funny for that time. They seemed very out of sync with each other, too.
Cena boos?
Yeah, people were booing the shit out of him.
Mm-mm.
Well, the video I watched.
This started. Oh, it gets in one of mine here.
Cena
was, okay, so Cena, that all that shit started happening right at the end of 2005.
Did it?
And... We'll get to that. Go ahead.
All right, what else I got here? Cena puts The Rock in the Crippler crossface at one point.
Mm-hmm.
The announcers at one point started to say what it was, it seemed like, and then they straight stone stopped. And one of them, I believe it was Michael Cole, said it was the STF. He's got him in the STF, which is obviously not what it is.
True. Actually, I wouldn't expect them to fucking know that anyway.
But I was like, come on. And then he puts The Rock eventually in the STF, and it is the worst STF I've ever seen in my life. The Rock could have been crocheting during that STF. There was no pressure on it. His leg was popped out from in between him. It was just fucking horrible. Let's see what we got here.
You know, after tearing my hamstring, I kind of wonder how those guys do that with their legs. But...
Dude, that STF is horrible on the hamstring. Have you ever been putting a good one?
Fuck that.
Dude. One thing I noticed, though, watching this, Cena could be the strongest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He does. There's this one point where he catches The Rock coming in crossbody.
And he sandbags him.
Well, he catches him just like, him. Boom, and Cena doesn't do shit. He just holds him like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And then he just wrenches him up over his head like it was nothing. It was pretty impressive. There was, like, not a piece of sweat coming off of him. I'll give Cena.
It's also cold as fuck in New York in April.
Well, I don't mean, like, literal sweat. I just mean, like, he wasn't sweating that.
Oh.
Years in the gym and doing a lot of squats and taking a lot of protein.
That's true.
Ooh.
Help you do Kinky. That. Sure. Yeah, yeah. He a
lot of teen.
Yeah, a lot of fucking steroids.
On a facials. Oh, that's not right.
A lot of steroids.
We talked about this recently too. You guys were bitching about it, but during this match, why even bother having a finishing move if you're going to do 13 finishing moves and every fucking
time he's catching on.
Every time somebody kicks out of it. The most anticlimactic thing after time after time after
Strowman
time.
Didn't Sunday night.
True.
In the era of false finishes, that the fucking one guy that should be able to kick out. But I know what you're saying, yes.
The last thing I had is a note on why this match didn't work. It seemed to me that it was more or less like two overacting caricatures just fighting each other, and they couldn't keep it grounded. You know what I mean? Neither person was like a normal person.
Like a comic book?
Kind of.
By that point.
Kind of. Neither one of them were like a normal guy that could keep this as a regular type of match. It was just spot after choreographed spot of bullshit, and
once
I didn't like it.
Once in a lifetime. That was the
once
second
in a
match
lifetime.
Between them.
Yeah. The first time may have been once in a lifetime. That's true. This is once
in
existence.
You think The Rock will be at another WrestleMania in the ring?
Anything's possible.
But what?
How much are you going to pay him?
No, that's the thing.
I tell you what, I don't think it's about money for him anymore. I think he'll do it again.
He could do like WrestleMania 40.
Oh, I think they might need him for something with Reigns eventually.
Again?
To get him over like big time.
Like a tag team match?
If he goes heel in like some type of double turn where The Rock comes and
I mean, he wrestled at WrestleMania last year.
Or
technically.
Or if he comes back and say, like, if Roman saves The Rock. Something like that. If they continue to have these issues getting him over, that might be the only way to do it. But I still think if you have to get him over, you have to turn him heel first.
I'd like to see him drop some of that fucking 80 pounds of muscle he's put on. Jesus.
Who, The Rock?
Fuck, he looks like a...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to put the rush on this. I got to get out of here in 20 minutes. Want to burn through my quick list of my favorites?
Blow this bitch up.
So,
okay, so this is the best all-time main events.
We had
in my opinion.
Too.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know. Sorry.
All right, we'll make this quick.
I'll shut the fuck up.
Honorable mention, Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels at 14. That was the one with Mike Tyson on the outside.
That's one of your best, huh?
So it was honorable mention.
Okay.
I thought it was a decent match.
All right.
Let's see. Number 19, I liked Angle versus Brock.
Okay.
You didn't dig that?
Is that when Brock did the moonsault?
That's when he botched the shooting
and
star
almost
press.
Killed himself.
That's one of my favorite parts of that match, I got to tell you.
You're probably going to cover one of mine in here, too. So,
all right, let's see what else I got. After that, I would give it probably WrestleMania 15, Rock and Stone Cold.
Really?
I thought it was a good match.
Okay. Okay. Is that your fifth?
That is my third.
That is your third? Oh, so you've already, okay.
Yeah, I did, what was it? No, that was my fourth. Angle versus Brock was my fifth.
Okay.
Rock v. Stone Cold, fourth.
Right.
My third, I'm going to give it to Hogan and Andre at three.
It's a great match. I don't give a fuck what you say.
It was
the most one of the most important matches in the history of the fucking business.
Yep.
Here's one of the most non-important main events, but I still loved it. WrestleMania 2. Hogan versus King Kong Bundy.
I love that match just because I was a kid, and that's one of my
Me too, dude. That
great.
Was, that's the steel cage for me.
I know.
I love that cage. It was a good match.
The blue?
Yeah, the blue cage, the big fucking squares. It was just great. Easy to climb.
You know they made that for Hogan? Because they talked about I was
having trouble climbing?
Yep.
I don't doubt it.
And it was easier for the big guys to climb out at that time.
And you can get it would look much better on camera, in my opinion. You can get a camera right up through the holes instead of having to deal with chain link all the time.
You can see. Have you ever been to a match where it's fence?
No, I've never been to like a chain link cage match.
Shit.
I can imagine. I mean,
really can't.
You're looking through dozens of 1.5-inch holes.
And then you're looking through the other side, so it's like a combination.
Right. It's going to fuck with your eyes, too, just the back and forth of it, just the pattern. Anyway, after that, my number one all time match would be WrestleMania 12, the Iron Man match.
Really?
I love that match. Hour long, only one fall. It's great.
You a fan of that, T.O.?
Hart Michaels?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good. I mean, that's
I thought it was great. I remember watching that.
It's top five.
It's such a long
match. I'll tell you one that I really liked.
Yeah.
When we watched it I think we watched it together. Fuck, I can't remember. The triple threat match a few years ago.
Yes.
No, was it
WrestleMania 30?
Yes. I thought that was a great match. And then not so much the match, but when Brian won,
mm-hmm.
that, not match, but that moment was really, like, I liked both of those from recent Manias.
Biggest missed opportunity in their long history.
Really? Sorry.
Really?
Was it? Finally, I got to do it.
Is it?
It was?
Kill me now.
Don't you think they know what they're doing?
No.
No. Yeah.
Don't
they've
you?
They've only done it for years. Years.
Is that's the only thing you want to bring into this?
I loved Hogan and Savage. I mean, like, match-wise, but just
stuff,
the storyline. You know, I mean, that was great.
Mega Powers exploding.
Yeah, I mean, like, just the build of that was, you remember it from being a kid?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I'm trying to think.
Let me throw out my honorable mentions, and we'll see what we can get. I've got Brian Orton, Batista at WrestleMania 30 mm-hmm. as an honorable mention. Not in any order with the honorable mentions. Triple H versus Michaels versus Benoit at WrestleMania 20. That match is fucking fantastic.
Didn't
when you watch Michaels' blades in the corner before he's getting ready to be do the springboard thing. Oh, it's a great match. Those guys, he bled buckets. And then Michaels and Hart, Iron Man match, just because of the length and how much they put into the match. I mean, that's a
Was it a true hour?
Yeah.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
They had the clock on during the match.
Yeah, but you can only fuck with that.
Yeah, that's fair enough, but
I'm pretty sure it went damn near the full hour. Yeah. A long time. So my number five, probably because I was there, and I did not know this going in, I couldn't stand Cena. But me and my brother said, hey, we got to go to a Mania before we die. I ended up going to four in a row.
Was that Rosemont?
Yes.
When they started the chant?
Yes.
The first time.
Before we died.
And I was like, well, I mean, who
We're
knows?
We're 20, man. We might not make it back.
We never knew. I mean, 2007 was coming upon us, and that was nothing.
The end of the world.
And there was rumors.
5 years, 2012 is here.
Vince McMahon would die.
And there was rumors that Trump would be president.
Oh, stop it. Triple H versus John Cena at Mania 22. They broke out the fuck you, Cena. They broke out you can't wrestle. And it was brutal. They changed the sound for the DVD.
Heard about that.
Oh, it was fantastic. Triple H played it up to the hilt. He gave the... Oh, that was the night that Michaels gave the DX sign, and then he gave it to him, and place just
exploded,
came apart.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I love that one. That's not everybody likes it. It was a personal favorite. Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels at 26. They had a better match at 25, but I felt like giving it props because they did it again. They had a great match the next one. But that did close the show that night. Number three. Hogan and Warrior. I can't believe this is not on your list.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Six, right?
Yeah, they went damn near 20 minutes. Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior wrestled 20 minutes.
I'm only pissed because at the time I was a huge Hogan fan. My brother was a huge Ultimate Warrior fan, and we all know how that worked out.
Told a great story.
So, isn't that a weird thing with brothers, though? Because I think you and your brother weren't on the same page. Your brother was a Warrior guy, right?
Well, there's a natural thing that's going to happen whenever you're a kid, and with wrestlers and toys being a thing,
I was Hogan. My brother loved Warrior. You were the same way.
I was Alvin. My brother was Simon and Theodore.
But we're the same age.
Yeah.
And he was almost out of it by then.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been 12 when this happened.
But our brothers were younger, and they liked Warrior.
For good reason. He was cooler looking, and they didn't.
But
Get
your brother
the
was
Hogan
older.
Feeling.
But your brother liked Warrior, and he was older, right?
I don't think he was a big Warrior
fan. Okay, maybe I'm wrong on that then. I thought your brother was a Warrior, and you were
I
Hogan.
Don't think.
I thought you were a Hulkamaniac, and he was a little Warrior.
Dude, there wasn't anybody that wasn't a Hulkamaniac, for God's sake.
If they say they weren't, they're lying.
Yeah, I agree. But I love that match. I love the look of the Sky Dome and the big match feel. Something about it. Number two, and this was my toss-up, Hogan and Andre. If you were a kid, I saw the highlights on ESPN.
I don't know how many times I've seen that match, but it's great.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, many times. Many times. Loved from the ride out on the cart all the way to the end, it was just great. That was a great wrestling
Andre game. Getting hit with garbage on the way to the ring.
Bobby Heenan's white suit.
Oh, man.
It was beautiful.
Mel Phillips doing the ring announcing, and now they can't show that anymore.
Oh. Why? I didn't know that.
Because of the lawsuit with the kid that sued the company, and Mel Phillips was one. Anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, that sounds like wrestling conspiracy. Write that shit down, because that'd be good.
Oh, it's not a conspiracy.
Just your basic.
They went to the single shot when they show the match anymore. It's single shot only. They don't get anybody else in the frame.
There, he was convicted, right? Settled out of court.
Well, so that'd be an interesting to talk about on the show.
Oh, we could talk about a lot of wrestling.
That's wrestling surrealities, if you will.
We can. We can go through the whole steroid scandal if you want.
I'm fine with it.
My best WrestleMania main event of all time.
Ding.
I still watch this match. Is Austin versus The Rock at WrestleMania 17 in the Astrodome. Best match they've ever done. There's no argument. 15 was good. 19 was good, even though Austin looked like he was in pain the whole time. 17, where they flipped everything Austin did at WrestleMania 13, where he was put in the sharpshooter and he passed out. This time he climbed for the ropes. This time he turned. I mean, he couldn't beat him, so he beat him with the chair, and then he had to flip sides. God. The psychology is.
You're right. That was
genius. Genius. And then they fucked it all up at the end. But.
If I wasn't such a loser and took my research a lot more seriously, that probably would have been my number one.
Watch the match.
I need to.
It's gold, Jerry.
So what I get whenever I try to mark in all my research in 3 hours.
Oh, I get it. It's like when we do the worst WrestleMania main events, we cover them better than we cover the best ones.
It's more fun to talk about the shitty ones. Oh, you did so good. How fun is that? This guy fucking sucked.
Is it?
That's way funner.
No, but there are other main events that we didn't cover, like Savage versus DiBiase at WrestleMania 4. I mean, do you remember that match at all?
Not even a little.
Yeah, the tournament. The end of the tournament, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the only thing I remember about it is DiBiase's got him in the Million Dollar Dream, and then Hogan comes in and hits
second
him with
the shortest WrestleMania main event of all time is that one.
9 minutes.
9 minutes, 27 seconds.
Believe it.
Strangely, my list here has the number one at Hogan Yokozuna at 22 seconds. But even if you count, I guess they're not counting the Bret Hart as part of the main event because the final fall was.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's kind of stupid, but. You want to hear the list of how long they were? You know what the longest one obviously was, the Iron Man match. But what do you think the second longest one is? It's kind of obvious, too.
I'm going to say Taker Michaels 24 minutes.
No, there were several longer than that.
Oh, really?
So the
Fuck, Austin and Rock was pretty long.
That was 28 minutes. That was the fifth longest.
Man.
Fourth longest, Cena Michaels at 29-27 at 23.
That's a match.
WrestleMania 28, Rock Cena went 30-34. And Jesus. WrestleMania 16, the Fatal 4-Way I hated, was 36 and a half minutes long of pain, of pure pain.
Oh.
But some other short ones. Here's the five shortest, and I'll get rid of the Hogan-Yokozuna one. We'll do the six and get rid of one. Hogan-Andre at WrestleMania number 3 was
13.
12:01.
12.
LT Bigelow, your favorite, was 11:42.
Oh.
Hart-Yokozuna, oh no, that's WrestleMania 10 the next year. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes, 38 seconds. Another short shot. Not a surprise with Yokozuna, though. Hogan and Bundy.
I was going to say they had both already wrestled that night.
Yeah. Hogan Bundy was only 10 minutes long at WrestleMania 2. Savage DiBiase, number one shortest real match of all time, 9.5 minutes long. 9 minutes, 27 seconds.
Yeah, they cut to the chase with that bitch.
I don't know why. Both of those guys were pretty decent.
There were some other. There's other forgotten ones. I wanted to include, 10 of them, but, like, Psycho Sid wrestled Undertaker at 13.
We're at 13, yeah.
That's
when he became Psycho Sid. I forgot about that. Good
Jericho
idea.
Jericho and Triple H closed out WrestleMania 18, and the crowd was dead for it just because Hogan and Rock sucked the entire life out of the building.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Well, I mean, if you watch that, you'd understand why.
Yep.
But any other ones I'm forgetting? Anything anybody wants to throw in? I really like that Lesnar-Reigns where Rollins came in. I thought that was a good match.
The end of it was awesome.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, Lesnar getting split open, he was kicking the shit out of him the whole time. Then you were like, oh, fuck.
Reigns came. I mean, that was an ass beating.
Yeah. It was fun.
You didn't, I mean, like, in the ultimate unpredictability. The lights on.
No, and that's not on. You forgot to turn it on.
You looking for Jimbo? No? You looking for me?
In the microphone.
It's all right. So the run that Rollins makes to the ring is so long. to cash
in. Oh, I know.
That was one of the funnier things. Like, they hit his music, and there's supposed to be the element of surprise.
It's a fucking dead sprint.
And he's sprinting, and it just keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. It's like, he's going to be blown up by the time he gets to the ring. And then he, you know, hits the move, wins the belt. I thought that was pretty sweet.
He's not going to be blown up. He does CrossFit?
CrossFit Jesus.
Destroy your fucking every ligament and
yeah,
anything else in your body.
Done pretty well for him.
I know.
It's also helped him be a safe worker. Ask Bret Hart.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Not Romy Rain.
Not Romy Rain.
The real Bret
Did
Hart.
You not have a... You weren't going to bust me on a quiz today?
I forgot all about it. I got all in the WrestleMania modes and mode and didn't bust you.
I don't have the name shit that we were asking earlier.
I do have some more trivia. T.O. started with some. I have a couple good ones. These are not questions, though. It's just more or less facts. 34 people is all that has main evented WrestleMania.
Does not surprise me.
34. And only 18 men have won a WrestleMania main event.
That doesn't surprise me either.
So that tells me half of those guys doubled up. Pretty nuts.
Yep.
And I'm going to even go less than that when you think about the guys that have been in it multiple times. I bet more of them have tripled up than doubled up.
That's fucking interesting, man.
I like
three-time winners versus two-time winners.
How many people, I'll give you trivia, how many people have won WrestleMania main event as a heel?
Oh, fuck.
That's taking too long to figure out.
Five.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Four. Austin at 1,700, 16, Miz at 27, and Rollins at 31.
They count Austin as a heel, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, that's the famous flip. But
yeah.
How about this? How many of them have not been title matches?
Four.
Five. I can't give you any more than just what it says, but it says 26 out of 31.
I can name them.
Don't.
26 out of how many?
31.
There's been 32.
Well, yeah, this is a year old.
That's all right.
I got to get going.
The rest of these suck anyway.
We're going to load up. You'll hear about our team next week.
Yeah, you will.
I hope not.
And then we'll start a
check us out. If you're checking us out on YouTube, thanks. You're probably not.
T.O., stick around 45 seconds. You can be through
numeral
both shows.
Numeral 3 Horseman Show. Twitter.com, numeral 3 Horseman Show. YouTube.com, eventually we'll have that. I don't know. Or we got to get some fucks.
How about Snapchat? 3horsemanshow.com/YouTube.
Meet Rocket 8.
That's our Snapchat handle.
Yep.
Meet Rocket 8. Didn't I see you on a show in the late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, that was my cousin.
That was your cousin?
He was.
I thought you were LOL. I'll pretend you said 18.
No, that was
Rob Feinstein.
For those of you listening, I used to produce on a.
I thought you were Law
Giggity. Predator. So
we'll leave you with that for Big Easy, for T.O. This has been the best of a WrestleMania 8 event, WrestleMania main events on the
best
Three Horsemen show.
8 events.
Something.
There's only one.
It was. Hey, we'll catch you next week. We'll come up with something again for
you.
Yes. Thanks for listening. We'll talk at you soon.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.